Hi, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, those of you who have watched our daily broadcast may be familiar with Dr. Billy Brim and her outstanding teaching on subjects related to Bible prophecy. And today, we're bringing you a message she shared about God's prophetic calendar. And there are certain appointments on God's calendar that He's already fulfilled to the day, and others that will be fulfilled possibly in our lifetime. Now, at the end of this broadcast, I'll be back to tell you about a free gift we have for you relating to this message. So stay with us.
On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, our special guest is international Bible teacher Dr. Billy Brim. Let's join the service from Eagle Mountain International Church as Dr. Brim teaches some important events ahead on God's prophetic calendar.
God has a calendar of time, and it is His calendar of redemption. He does not go by the Gregorian calendar. That's our calendar. Everybody found out He didn't go by the Mayan calendar. He didn't go by the Julian calendar, which was before the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar, the one that we have, Pope Gregory commissioned someone to make it because they wanted to get Easter more accurate. But they missed the years because they wanted it to be dated from Jesus' birth, and he missed it. We now know that Herod died before the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, begins. So it's off from 3 to 6 years. So God is not going to go by a calendar that's off. They used to have the Roman calendar, such and such year of Rome. A different king would come in and they'd start a calendar anew. Men have gone with all kinds of calendars. People go with different calendars, but God has a calendar. And He goes by that calendar. It is a prophetic calendar. It's a calendar of redemption, and it is prophetic, and it is chronological. So if you know how to read that calendar, you can see what's been fulfilled, what's yet to be fulfilled, and when it will be fulfilled. So we're not as much in the dark as maybe we thought we were, bless the Lord. Now, God on His calendar, I don't know if you did it when I was a little child. I circle Christmas. I circle my birthday. And the day school was out. And the things that I really look forward to. Well, God has done the same thing. He has circled dates on His calendar. And those dates are called in the Hebrew, and I do think you should learn this word, moed. Moed. You can spell it M-O-E-D. And that means an appointed time, a fixed time. It can also mean an appointed place. Quite often it is used as an appointed time to meet in an appointed place. A moed, a date on God's calendar that He has circled. We first meet this word in Genesis 1:14. And God said, I think we'll skip right on down and say, this is on the fourth day, because that's important. Verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. Days and years, that's time words. Now, the word signs is the Hebrew word ot. We would say ot, kind of with an O in sort, ot. And it means a sign, a symbol, a signal, a beacon. The letters in Hebrew are called ot. because the Hebrew letters are signs. If you ever see a Hebrew painting that a religious Jew has done about creation, he will have the letters coming like fire down from heaven. Because the Hebrew language is so marvelous. And the words that God said, the letters are make them up, the symbols that make them up. So signs, you know, and a letter stands for something, you know. We put them together and make words out of them. But an ot is a sign. It can be an omen, but it's a sign. And it is written right here, let these lights that he's going to make in the heavens be for signs and for seasons. And the word seasons is moed, moedim, plural. But I'll say moeds just because we use the S's instead of I-M. But these lights that he put in the heavens are going to be for his moedim. They are going to tell you something about his circle dates on the calendar. Turn with me and hold this open, but turn to Psalm 104:19. He appointed the moon for, what do you think that word is? Moeds. He gave the moon a job. Moon, you mark my moeds. You mark my appointed times on my calendar. So we're going to be watching the blood moon tetrads. You can kind of get out your little, didn't they do a fine job on this? You're going to see, you need to make a little few corrections. And at the top, rather than say blood moons illustration, say blood moons tetrad. Any eclipse, total eclipse of a moon is called a blood moon eclipse by the scientist. You'd think it comes from prophecy teachers, but no, it's called that by scientists. So there are relatively a lot of total moon eclipses, but there are far fewer tetrads. Tetrad has to be four consecutive total eclipses, moon eclipses, consecutive in a row. And solar eclipses, total, will be involved among them. So they're very, very rare. Extremely rare is when they fall on God's moeds. I change this from saying Jewish feasts. The Jews are the timekeepers. They keep the feast. They are the ones God appointed to give us the word, and they're the ones that God appointed to keep the times. And they have celebrated these dates over and over and over and over and over, and we Christians are getting more familiar with them. But they're not, they don't belong just to the Jews. They're God's dates. And God's calendar is a calendar of redemption. It is prophetic, and it is chronological. You know what chronological means? In order, by in order, bless the Lord. So we're going to be studying blood moon tetrads, and particularly these that are coming up. There will be a blood moon total eclipse on April 15, 2014. There will be a blood moon total eclipse on Tabernacles, or Sukkot, the Jews call it. There will be a blood moon total eclipse April 4th, 2015 on Passover, and another one on Sukkot or Tabernacles, September 28th, 2015. You've got that right down in front of you, right? Now this is very unusual. Two solar eclipses are involved. And those two solar eclipses are going to mean something very well when you find out what dates they come on. There have been, in the past 500 years, only three times that there have been tetrads, blood moon tetrads, which coincided with God's calendar. And we are about to come to the fourth. Every time it happened in the past, something amazing happened that had to do with Israel and that changed the world. When John Hagee wrote his book on these blood moon tetrads, he used as a subtitle, "Something's About to Change." Selah. We might have a few Selahs. God has two calendars. It's not hard for God to keep up two calendar years. You probably do it. How many of you have a business and you have a fiscal year that starts sometime other than January 1st? We do ours. Anybody else in here? I think Copeland's have a different fiscal year. But sometimes businesses, like, they'll have July be the start of their fiscal year. Well, God has 2 years from ancient times, from the beginning. The Jews counted their years from Adam's creation. And that new year is in the fall. It is called Rosh Hashanah. Point to this. That is your Rosh, head. Shana is year. Ha is thee. Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah, or ever how you say it from wherever you live, Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. And Rosh Hashanah is the New Year's Day of God's civil year. And that's what they kept. And that's what they went by. That's what they traded by, always and still today. But when they came out of Egypt, God gave them a sacred calendar. And that sacred calendar is God's calendar of redemption. So turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. Maybe you say, I don't want to hear about this. I just wanted to know about the moon eclipses. Well, I just want you to tell us the day Jesus is coming right away here. I'm not going to do it. You can figure it out for yourself. You shouldn't, if God has a calendar, shouldn't you know it? If he's got dates on it, shouldn't you know that? So bless the Lord. Here we go. Chapter 12, they're coming out of Egypt. You know the story. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Already they got a first month down in the fall. But now it's in springtime. It's the time of Aviv. And God says, I brought you out, in another scripture, in the month of Aviv, and you celebrate this as your sacred year. The Jewish people have been keeping track of time since God spoke this to Moses. The responsibility of keeping track of years and times and moeds was given to the Jewish people just as surely as he gave them the word to give to us. And I know he can trust them. They're particular about things. If he gave it to a bunch of American Christians, who knows what would happen? They'd start adding Secretary's Day, Boss's Day, Pet Day. If they'd been given the responsibility of the word, they would have edited it. Now, you know, I could say that better than that, God. And we would have. But the Jews, I mean, they fear God. And they fear to change anything that God would say. That's why when they found the scrolls of Isaiah from 2,000 years ago, you know, when they found them in the Dead Sea Scrolls, they're the same as the Isaiah we have today. Because they didn't change things. So he told to Moses, you're going to have a new calendar. And this is going to be the first month of it. And this calendar symbolized bringing them out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. And he brought them out and separated them, a holy people, to himself. And he gave them this calendar. And you might look in your charts at God's sacred calendar. This is, David Barron said, and by the way, you might want to get this book, Type, Psalms, and Prophecies by David Barron. It will tell you about all these moeds. He was a man that was trained in the best rabbinical schools, and then he found the Lord as his Savior. He's so knowledgeable, and everything is so accurate that he says. He said, this is the sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth the great plan of redemption. The great calendar of prophecy, the numerical Bible calls it. In time, you remember God created time mathematically? He marked it with sevens. Time is marked with sevens. That's easy to tell, isn't it? 7 days in a week, right? These are the 7 days of Adam's lease on the earth. God worked 6 days and rest the seventh. God gave Adam a six-day work week and then rest the seventh. Adam sold it over to the devil. The devil he can be the god of this world, the prince of the powers of the air, as long as Adam's lease is still running. The moment it's out and God can move legally, it's over for Satan. So this was what was given to Moses. It's not in your Bible, but it is in the oral tradition that Moses brought. He brought certain things which he said. And this is Adam's work week, which has 6 days, like God, and then a seventh day, which is a Sabbath. That's the millennium. These are divided into three groups. The first 2 days, the first 2,000 years, are the days of chaos, or without the law. Then the law came, the Torah came, Moses on Mount Sinai. And there were 2,000 years of the days of Torah. Then Moses said, the Messiah will come, and there will be 2,000 years of Messiah. Now, they know this very well, but they say that Messiah did not come because they were not ready. But we know that he came. And we are now in the latter days. When Peter spoke in the book of Acts, it was the beginning of the last days. We are now in the end of the last days, the last 2 days. And this is what we call the church age. Then, bless the Lord, everything starts to happen, and we're going to go over into the millennium. Bless the Lord. Now, go back to your God's sacred calendar. Seven marks scripture. Seven marks the sacred measurement of time. There are seven appointed seasons or moeds. You look at them there. There are the spring moeds. You see, I've written them down there for you. Passover, and then unleavened bread, and then first fruits, and then Shavuot, which is weeks, or we say Pentecost. And then there's a four-month time with no moeds. This is probably indicative of the church age. All the spring moeds have been fulfilled. The autumn moeds have not been fulfilled. We're going to look at the ones that they will be fulfilled at the second coming. All of these are in chronological order. They happened in chronological order. Their fulfillment happened in chronological order. And the fulfillment of the fall moeds will be in chronological order. Because God works with patterns. He doesn't deviate. Bless the Lord. Now, let's go back to Leviticus chapter 23. Hallelujah. And all of these moeds are in a 7-month period. There are 12 months in a year, as you well know, but 7 months have these 7 moeds. Bless the Lord. Exodus records the coming out of Egypt and the first Passover. Prior to marking out what is to be done and on which day it is to be done, the Lord gives them the beginning date of the new sacred calendar year. It is called Rosh, head, Chodesh, month of Nisan. He said, this day shall be the beginning day for your sacred calendar. Every month, it's a lunar calendar, and every month begins with a new moon. The new moon, the moon period, and the new moon are very important on God's calendar. Every month begins with a new moon. Now, you can buy calendars today which have little moons on them and tell when the new moon is, but they didn't have those. They had to watch the heavens and see when the new moon would occur. And there's one special date that is really important in the future. But the first day of the new year of the sacred calendar is Rosh, head, Chodesh, month, Nisan. The first day of the civil calendar is Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Now look at your moon chart here on the tetrad we're about to have here. Just to show you, oh, this is so rare. It is so rare. God has to be telling us something. You see, the first total blood moon on 4/15 Passover, and then on October 8th, 2014, Sukkot, or Tabernacles. Then there comes a total solar eclipse. And what date is it on? Nisan 1. It's New Year's Day of the sacred year. There cannot be a total solar eclipse except it's on a new moon. These things are quite fascinating to think about. Even the moon is involved in solar eclipses. Then we have Passover, April 4th, 2015. And then we've got a partial solar eclipse on what? Rosh Hashanah. What's that? Head of the civil year. So in this tetrad, these 4 consecutive blood moons total, there are 2 eclipses in the solar, and they're on the New Year's Day of God's calendar, sacred year and civil year. And Rosh Hashanah, for some of you who've been here before, is also the Feast of the Blowing of Trumpets, the Memorial of the Blowing of Trumpets. Selah.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? All the signs are there. This world is heading for it. Final act.
Man, if you knew what you were looking at.
The world's economic system is failing. The government can't even legislate a garbage route. And gluten? Evil. Evil gluten. The signs were all there.
Whoa, you got a lot going on there.
Listen, I'm not just talking. Revelation spells it out clearly. The blood moons, the wars, the earthquakes, these are all signs of the end times. If you ask me, we gotta take our cue and get ready.
But the Bible wasn't written to scare us. It was written to give us hope. And I can see maybe if you read it out of context.
Wait, out of context? No. Listen, I read my Bible every single day. I know what I'm talking about.
But do you know about the 3 different groups that the Bible is speaking to?
Wait, hold on. What 3 groups?
Well, the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church. So if you're reading something that was written for the Gentiles, but you're part of the church,
then?
It's like reading a letter that's not even addressed to you, dude.
When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, that's when you become a part of the church. So when you read the Word, it's the promises to the church that are meant for you. And that's where you find out what God says about you, what He has for you, and what He wants to do through you.
So all of these signs are not billboards of doom for the believer. It's more like God's time clock, letting us know when Jesus is coming back. And it's letting us know it's time for us to get busy bringing people into the kingdom and not to get all freaked out about world news or stockpiling out of fear.
And anyone who believes in Jesus is part of the kingdom. And then it's our job to show and tell people how awesome He is and how much He loves them.
Okay, so what you're saying is, if I'm a believer...
And you know what the Word says about you.
Then all the signs and warnings are showing me God's plan of protection over my life and that He's not out to get me?
Exactly.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? You got me all worked up.
Dude, if you knew what you was reading when you picked up the Bibles, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
You may be aware that one of the lunar eclipses that Billy Brim mentioned on this broadcast will be occurring this week in the early morning hours on October 8th. So Gloria Copeland is going to be talking more about that with Billy Brim all this week on our daily broadcast. And you can find those programs on our website as well. And it's so important that you and I begin to recognize the signs that are pointing to the return of Jesus. We've got an important resource that we would like to sow just to give as a gift into your life. This is a teaching on 3 CDs by Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim, and it's called Signs and Wonders. And it's going to help you learn to recognize and flow with the leading of the Holy Spirit in these times that we're living in. It's going to be more and more important that you and I do that in these exciting days that are just ahead of us. So to request your free copy, listen at the end of this broadcast for our announcer to tell you how to receive this teaching on signs and wonders as our gift to you. Thank you so much for joining us today. What an exciting time to be alive. Praise God. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week's broadcast is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. And be sure to request your free copy of the Signs and Wonders CD set. Learn how to recognize the leading of the Holy Spirit to be in the right place at the right time. To receive this free gift, call us at 800-600-7395 or go to our website at kcm.org. Order your free gift today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.